CBS, Eye on the World. On the surface of the planet Earth, we're on a meteorite hunt with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. There's a reward offered by a museum to find a meteorite. Where do we look, Bob? Just anywhere?
No, they wouldn't offer it if it was just anywhere. That's what's cool about this. NOAA has radar equipment that can pick up when asteroids are coming in to hit the Earth. And sometimes they get good radar data during the fall, and that gives them a footprint of where the meteorite pieces might land. And so they picked up the radar data of an asteroid that fell over Maine on April 8th this year. And from that data, they published the track of where the pieces from that meteorite might have landed in Maine, rural Maine. And so the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum in Maine has now offered a $25,000 reward to anyone who turns in the first piece from that meteorite weighing more than 1 kilogram. They will pay for other pieces later, but not as much. Either way, though, they consider this to be a very valuable, this will be a very valuable piece of material for both the scientific and for tourist reasons. They want the piece to display, and there is good science when you get a piece that you know when it recently came down. So that's the story. They have emphasized, please, to everyone that meteorite hunters must get landowner permission before entering private land. So don't go running off onto fields in Maine looking for meteorites. If you haven't asked the landowner, you could get shot and they'd be right to shoot you.
Lucy, what is Lucy and what is it sent us?
Lucy is a mission to the Trojan asteroids of Jupiter. The Trojans are asteroids that cluster 60 degrees fore and aft of Jupiter in its orbit. And so Lucy is on its way to the Trojans. It's going to visit as many as 10 asteroids along the way, two in the main asteroid belt, and then about 8 in the Trojans, some of which are binaries. Binary asteroids. Well, so they turned its cameras to the first Trojan group it's going to visit, and the scientists have been able to take pictures of 4 of the asteroids it's going to go to. Now that these are 330 million miles away at the moment, so all you really have is a spot moving across the field of stars. But nonetheless, they can see the camera is good enough now to see it. This tells us that when they get closer, they're going to get really good pictures, John. That's the good thing about this.
There are Trojans following and preceding the Earth. It's just commonplace. We're going to get pictures of the Trojans deeper into the solar system. Now we go back to the planet Mars, where the brave little toaster still outperforming. How many flights is it now, Bob?
Ingenuity yesterday completed its 50th flight on Mars. It went to more than 1,000 feet. That's not a record. For about, almost 2.5 minutes. But it did set a new altitude record of 59 feet. I've got a map on Behind the Black so you can look where it sits relative to Perseverance. They point out that it used many off-the-shelf components. It's been in orbit. It's been on Mars now for 23 months. It's done 45 flights beyond its expected lifetime. It's been in the air 89 minutes, and it's flown more than 7 miles. They thought they would get 5 flights. They ended up getting 50. To quote the Ingenuity team lead, "We have exceeded our expected cumulative flight time since our technology demonstration wrapped by 1,250%. More than 1,000%, and expected distance by approximately 2,200%. It's pretty good. It's showing signs of age. They truly do not know if it's going to survive any flight it does from here on in, especially since it has to fly more often to keep ahead of Perseverance, which has now been moving pretty quickly across the Delta to get to its various targets, John.
We move from Perseverance to the original rover, Curiosity. Bob has a collection of photographs again showing us the terrain ahead. That looks rough, Bob.
It is rough. It is rough. It's not as bad as some other places it's been, but that gives you an idea how rough the surface of Gale Crater is on Mount Sharp. The big story here is they've just completed a major software update of Curiosity. This update will make it give it the ability to travel faster, and at the same time, better protect its damaged wheels. They've been able to protect those wheels now for almost a decade after they discovered they were damaged by being very careful where they sent them. Well, this new soft wheel will make it possible to protect those wheels even better, and that's necessary because as they climb Mount Sharp, the terrain apparently gets less and less pleasant. And you can see the rocks there. It's pretty bad.
Is it sampling on the way up, or is it just moving?
Oh, no, they move, they get to a new place, they decide if they need to do drilling, they drill. Every step of the way, they do close looking and chemical analysis, so they're doing work every step of the way. But this will allow them to travel faster, save power, and travel in a way that'll protect the wheels better.
It looks like it's going to get steep. Is it headed up to that left side of your photograph? Chinook,
yes.
And
yes. Where it says on my picture of flank of Mount Sharp, they're heading in that direction. Exactly. They've only climbed about 5,000 feet out of the 18,000 feet they need to climb. So they got a long way to go.
And finally, a pyramid on Mars, built by whom, Bob?
Nobody. It's a natural feature, though. I'm sure there are going to be some of your listeners that will immediately say, aliens or Phobosians. But this is a really cool geological feature. It's a pyramid, almost perfectly square, with two ridgelines coming up from its corners. It's very, very symmetrical. It's found in the northern lowland plain. In the equatorial regions, in a volcanic region. So this is probably volcanic in nature.
I have no comment. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.